superstition. You know who I am, all of you. Give me control of your power to think, and I shall guide you into a wilderness of mental burdens. I will lead you surely and swiftly into misery, tragedy, and bondage. Listen to this story.
What's the matter?
Oh, John.
Mary.
Baby.
What?
Burned.
Good Lord.
Baby's clothes caught fire.
Oh, Mary, is he badly burned?
No, he's...
Dead? Oh, where is he?
John.
Where is he?
Let me finish, John. Baby's clothes caught fire while I was drying them before the heater and burned his first pair of little shoes.
Oh, shoes. Is that all?
Is that all?
Phew. That's certainly a relief. Shoes. Well, I can afford more shoes.
What?
But another baby. Wow.
John, don't you realize what that means?
Yes, I do. About $200.
The shoes, I mean.
Oh, a dollar.
Oh.
Now, we'll have to sell the old homestead so baby can have some new shoes, eh, wife? Oh, stop worrying, dear.
John, this is serious. Don't you understand? It's bad luck. An evil omen to lose a baby's first pair of shoes. It means something dreadful is going to happen.
Oh, Mary, you don't... Why, you can't believe in that superstitious tommyrot.
I do.
Ah.
Grandmother lost Aunt Lucy's first shoes when she was a baby.
And that's why she's so cranky?
No. Crippled. That's why she's never walked.
Come here, Mary. Sit down. Now, don't you know, dear, how that silly idea started?
It isn't silly, John.
Well, all right. But listen, anyway. Back in the 1600s, when this country was being settled, the Indians were very unfriendly. There was a farmer named Peter Van Horn who had cleared and built on a large piece of land several miles from the Dutch settlement. It was late one summer afternoon, and Peter had just come home from plowing.
The day is warm, Anna. I am not tired of the plow I could drop. How is the little one?
Sound asleep still. Come look.
Ah, my fine son.
And each day he grows more and more to look like you, Peter Van Horn.
And I am more and more proud each day, Anna.
Yeah.
And proud of you too, Anna. Anna, are you happy here in this new land?
Happy? Yeah, Peter. I...
Satisfied?
I have not complained. It was a bit lonely at first, but now with the baby...
It has been a great trial for you, I know.
Sometimes, I wonder why it was we came here.
Freedom, my dear. We have a new world before us. A world of freedom. A new nation.
I wonder.
Not only physical, material freedom, but freedom to think, Anna. Think clearly for the good of ourselves, on others, on our son.
I suppose so.
But it will not be easy. There will be many hardships, many sorrows to be experienced before it is all fully realized. But it will be, I know.
Do you suppose we could go back home again once?
Home? Anna, this is home, my darling. Go back? What would be accomplished by going back?
Why, we have...
Nothing, Anna. Nothing. All that really exists for us is here. Here, Anna.
In our son.
Yeah, in our son.
At home, they are laughing at us.
Ah, let them. Someday they will be laughing with us. But they will not deserve to. Let them criticize and ridicule. We who have come here will stumble, strive, err again and again. But in the end, we, and we alone, will know the triumph of achievement. Eh, Anna?
Yeah, mein Lieber. You are right.
We do not want ourselves or our children to be counted with those cold and timid souls at home who will know neither victory or defeat. Do we?
No. And our life is our son.
Sons. Yeah. And Anna. Maybe daughters?
Yeah. Oh, Peter, did you happen to see the baby's boots when you were plowing or in the fields when you walked home?
Baby's boots? No, Anna. Loose them, did you?
Yeah. He must have kicked them off when I took your lunch to you. I looked about well, but I did not find them.
Well, maybe they dropped by a furrow and the plow turned them under.
Perhaps. He is such a kicker, the little dear. I think he knows the springtime is by. He is so happy, like a robin.
Yeah.
Ah, my Lucian, a painting thou art in the new fine cradle thy father has made thee.
Anna, I do not want you to be coming down to the fields by the blowing.
And why not?
It is a good distance from here to the fields. Somewhat a mile.
Well?
Our good friend Kraft was by. And the Indians are beginning their thievery again. And they don't always stop at stealing.
They raided the Kraft farm?
Yeah.
And what did they steal?
They are after firearms and powder. Ach, Kraft made a mistake when he killed 2 redskins last month.
Tell me.
They carried little Gretchen away.
Peter!
And poor Mrs. Kraft.
Yeah?
The tomahawk.
Ach, Leliger.
It is that Kraft did the wrong thing, Anna.
It fills me with fear. Oh, let us leave this wilderness and sail back home by the next boat. Oh,
we cannot do that. Not now. Oh, come, ease your mind, Anna. It will all be well. Fear is not for one like you.
Yeah.
Ah, the pail is empty. You fetch some water?
Yeah.
And I'll get some wood.
But, Peter, we have more than enough money to go back by. There is a boat soon.
You must forget about it, Anna. You must.
Pale face, he leave house.
Squaw too.
Come, we get pale face gun.
Umboga.
You don't. Hey, gun on what?
Me take.
More too. Pale face squaw, it's spring. Me watch. You hunt.
Beats. Me squaw like 'em.
You get other gun.
Papoose, yell. Bring pale face.
No. Me stop papoose, yell.
Tomahawk.
Me too. Good. Pale face here. They come.
They come. We go. Window.
I tell you, Peter, I thought I heard the baby cry.
I suppose he's hungry. I know I am starved. There is the wood.
Yeah. Baby Bumpkins want his supper too. Come to Mama, my little.
Anna, what is it?
Blood! Look! His head!
Anna!
Oh!
Anna!
Oh!
Anna! Anna! Anna!
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Baby's shoes. I must find them.
The terrific shock and the horror of it all completely unbalanced the young mother's mind. And all the rest of her life, she wandered about the countryside in search of her baby's shoes.
But why?
Well, she believed in her delusion that the loss of the shoes had occasioned the baby's death, and their recovery would bring her baby back to her empty arms.
Poor thing.
And in those days of superstition, it was a simple matter for this demented mother's story to soon take root and blossom forth into a full-fledged, overgrown superstition. Baby's first shoes.
And there's nothing to it?
Why, certainly not. It wasn't the baby's shoes that caused it.
No.
No, it was the baby's cry.
Yes, but say, John, how do you know so much about this?
Don't forget, you're married to a Dutchman. I've heard the story from my mother and her mother dozens of times. Say, what's that I smell?
John, I've ruined the dinner.
First the shoes, now the dinner.
Oh, John, don't be angry.
No, I'm not angry. Just burned up, that's all.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?